The measure would require minor party candidates to gather signatures equal to 1% of the vote in the most recent election for governor or president, and would require that a minor party get at least 2% of that total vote to qualify for future ballots. Republican Speaker Pro Tem Matt Huffman of Lima said, because there's no law on minor parties, this bill is needed.
The purpose of the party labels is to inform the voter. Under the current scheme, there's an opportunity really to misinform the voter. And that's why rules of this kind are very important.
But Democrats such as Kathleen Clyde of Kent are suspicious of the bill's timing, since it would be in place for a gubernatorial election in which Tea Party activists have promised to consider candidates besides the incumbent Republican governor.
I stand today to oppose the John Kasich Re-Election Protection Act. This bill unfairly changes the rules on minor parties midway through the election cycle.
Republican Jim Beeke of Greenville in Western Ohio said there was no reason to assume that politics is playing a role in this proposal.
While you want to make a political statement, it's fine. But the fact is, what we're doing in the legislation is creating law that speaks to minority parties. That's what we're doing, so that everybody understands what it takes to be a minority party.
But Democrat Mike Curtin of Columbus said voters might well be suspicious of anyone who supports this measure.
The central question is, how self-interested do we want to be as the two major parties? And I would say that in the better part of our history, we were for more democracy and not less democracy.
The Libertarian Party of Ohio has promised an immediate legal challenge over the bill, which libertarians say prevents them from campaigning till just 95 days before an election, while allowing the major parties to campaign almost indefinitely. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.